This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We start our celebration of the day with Royals Hall of Fame pitcher Dennis Leonard. He's one of the best pitchers in the history of the Kansas City Royals. Dennis, appreciate you hopping on today. We're celebrating opening day. What does opening day mean to you?
Well, basically, it's a new beginning. Last year was a total washout, obviously, which was never experienced in my lifetime playing baseball, where you didn't have fans. You only played a 60-game schedule. But it's a new beginning. Everybody's in first place. There's a lot of optimism, not only for the players, but also for the fans, although they're on limited numbers as of now. But, there's always that excitement of coming back home after a spring training. You've about time, ready to play for real.
Dennis, we've argued many times, is Kansas City a baseball town or a football town? What was it like back when you were playing in the late 70s and early 80s here in Kansas City?
Well, basically, like you mentioned, right now I would say it's a football town with all the excitement, with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and everything, and them winning a Super Bowl. But back when we played, the Chiefs weren't exactly doing that well. And fortunately, my time here, with the Royals and the teams that we had, we got into the playoffs. Kind of sad we lost to the Yankees those 3 times, but, the Royals were hot at the time and the Chiefs weren't. So the excitement was obviously geared towards baseball, where, Arrowhead Stadium, basically, they see, 75, 80,000 people. And at that time, they might have been drawing about 40,000, where it was hard to get a ticket for the Royals game. So, it was an exciting time, I think, for the fans. It was an exciting time for us. When I got there, the organization was relatively new. I got there in 74, so what was it, only about 5 years old, and we started having some success, and we built on that and culminated, obviously, getting to the World Series in 80 and then winning the World Series in 85.
I don't know that right now, Dennis, the Royals necessarily have a rival. You mentioned you guys and the Yankees back in the day. What was that like?
Well, it was pretty heated for a lot of the people that remember it. There wasn't a lot of love lost. And if I can go back, we finally won. We won the division. We finally knocked Oakland. Oakland was a big rival, too, at that time. Believe me, they were in our division. But, we're talking about the playoffs and everything. The Yankees beat us in the way they beat us. The first year, you didn't know what to expect, but they beat us in, the bottom of the ninth inning when Chambliss hit that home run. And, the playoff format back then was totally different than it is now. I mean, it was 2 teams, a 5-game playoff, and then you go on. But, we had altercations with Hal McRae, where they put the Hal McRae rule in. He took Willie Randolph out at second base on a double play. You had the little altercation with Greg Nettles and George Brett at third base. So, the love loss, when you're on the losing side of really close battles, it gets to you after a while. And I'm just happy that in 1980, we finally swept the Yankees and we got to be in the World Series, because I'm a New York native. And the only thing I heard about, from my friends and everything, is, the Yankees beat you again. So at least in my lifetime, we beat them that one time.
You were on the team in 1985 and on the team in 1980, so you've been there 2 of the 4 World Series teams that the Royals have had. Take us through 1980 and sort of the disappointment of losing it, still keeping a majority of that core together, and then finally getting over the hump 5 years later.
Yeah, well, you know, to be honest, you were asking me about opening day, being the opening day starting pitcher, you know, four times in my career. You know, it was also an honor for me. You know, I was the, quote, opening day starter for that 1980 World Series. You know, that was the first World Series the Kansas City Royals have been in. And to have that opportunity to go out there and start, you know, it was a big thrill. It was a big honor. To this day, I'm disappointed in the outcome. I kicked myself in the fanny a lot of times of pitching the way I did. The scouting report came that the Phillies were a good fastball hitting team, and, you know, you got to throw more breaking balls and off-speed stuff, and not having interleague play at that time and never really playing against National League teams at all, maybe a little bit in spring training. I mean, we go into the game with the scouting report, and when we had a 4-0 lead at the time, or 3-0, I should have changed what I was doing, but I didn't. And, you know, to give up another 5 runs, we wound up losing that first game. And, you know, to me, I was so bummed out. To this day, I'm still bummed out. And, you know, for not changing, I said, the next game that I pitch, I'm doing it my way. And I was fortunate enough to get a 3-2 win. You know, Dan Quisenberry came in and got the save. But, you know, just going to that World Series, I think the biggest thing, we were involved in playoffs. You know, the media and the attention you get, you know, is big in the playoffs. But we didn't realize, or at least I didn't realize, when you get to the World Series, it is crazy. And being on the road, you basically can't go up and down an elevator without somebody sticking a mic in your face. So, you know, from that aspect of it, it was a learning experience. The 1985 World Series, unfortunately for me, I was part of the team, but I wasn't part of the team. I was still injured when I hurt my knee. And, you know, 1983, I didn't come back really to pitch a season again until 86. I did have a couple, like 1 and 2 innings, you know, mop-up games at the end of the 85 season. But I was on the bench for the first 2 games against the Cardinals here, you know, in Kansas City, and when the team lost, you know, I had nothing to do with it. You know, I couldn't help them win. I couldn't help them lose. I couldn't do a dang thing because I wasn't on the active roster. And basically, the Royals asked me, they gave me the option, do you want to go to St. Louis with us and watch the rest of the, you know, the World Series, which it would have been great, but also I had to go to Florida for kind of an extended spring training. They had an instructional league to get some work in to try to come back and pitch in 1986. So I opted out, and I went down to Sarasota, Florida, to do the work that I needed to do to try to get back and play again in 1986. But, you know, I sense the excitement on there. When you're down 3-1 and come back and win a World Series, I mean, that is something else. And not only that, but, you know, against the Blue Jays that same year, you know, it was kind of the same scenario. So even though I played with these guys, if they would have lost, I would have felt their pain. But, you know, them winning, I felt their joy.
Dennis, for a guy that has, I think, the most complete games in Royals history and one of the best ERAs and multiple 20-win seasons and is, by all accounts, a top-5 Royals pitcher of all time, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you're kind of kicking yourself for a lot of things that happened in your career.
No, I don't know. I think when you look back on your career, you always think you could have did better. You know, a game here, a game there, or, you know, I don't think you count the stats or look at what you did, you know, until later on. And sometimes I was not the type of person that would dwell on how good or how bad I did at any particular time. You know, I try to keep an even keel and go about my day like a normal person. So, you know, some of that stuff, I think people that talk to me, just like now, they're saying, look at this, look at this, look at this. And I said, yeah, you know, but that was what I was expecting of myself. So, you know, when you look back, yes, I think it's a great accomplishment. The way baseball is played now, you mentioned complete games. Obviously, that's a thing of the past. I basically think starting pitchers, there's not a big emphasis in starting pitching anymore because, you know, if a starter goes 4 or 5, maybe 6 innings, I mean, that's it. You know, they got all sorts of relievers that come in and, you know, they got a 6-man for the, a man for the 6th, a man for the 7th, 8th, and they got the closer and the 9th. So some of those things that happened when I played, at least Royal standards and anybody else's standards right now, some of those, like complete games, that might never be broken.
I think you got like 70 complete games or something. There's no way it gets broken. What do you think about all the pitchers and the way that they bring in the guys in the bullpen today? Is that sissy ball?
Well, everything is analytics. And, you know, I'm an old school guy. I mean, we always went, yes, we had books that, you know, we went over, you know, we had scouting reports and what, because hitters change year to year. One year a hitter might be trying to pull the ball. The next year he might be trying to go the other way. So, you know, they have scouts. And then, you know, I remember when Whitey was there, he had a book and every pitcher had a different color pencil because it's really weird. You know, certain hitters hit certain pitchers in different spots. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, it was more of a game of feel at that time. Now, you know, the way they shift infields and, you know, they move this and do this and, you know, a pitcher, I think they're doing it because all these analytics. You know, it says 2-1 count, which cracks me up, and one out with a man on second, his batting average is .380. I mean, there's got to be somebody sitting around totally bored to keep all these stats. But, I mean, in my opinion, because I'm old school, you know, I'm not up to date on all this stuff. And there's some of the phrases in baseball, and people ask me, what's this? What's this? What's war? I said, well, I don't know. What's this plus this plus this? I don't know. I mean, everything now is a statistic and, you know, an analytical thing. And, I mean, look at all the clubs now. I don't think there's any baseball club or any club in baseball, major league-wise, that doesn't have an analytical department now, you know, where they just break things down to the degree. But, you know, this is a game, in my opinion, of humans, you know, that are going to go out there, you're going to make a mistake. And I guess they're just kind of trying to play the percentages. And, you know, if it works out, great. If it doesn't, oh well.
Last question here, Dennis, and we appreciate your time. You're the only player that we've had on today that played their entire career with one team. You talked about things kind of being the way of the past when it comes to complete games and guys going the full nine innings. It's also kind of the way of the dodo bird for someone to play 12 years with one organization. How proud are you to play your entire career in Kansas City?
Well, I loved it here. You know, like I mentioned earlier, I grew up in New York, and obviously growing up in New York, I was a Yankee fan. And then the Mets came into existence, and it was easier to get to Shea Stadium than it was to Yankee Stadium. So I was kind of a National League Mets fan, but also a Yankee fan. And, you know, every kid's dream is not only to play professional baseball, but to play for the team you rooted for all your life. But obviously, you know, the Yankees looked me over and the Mets did, and, you know, the Kansas City Royals got me. And that was probably the best thing that ever came out of it. They were a new organization. You know, it gave me an opportunity to advance quicker. And after growing up with that fast pace of life, which you don't realize until you get out of and then go back into it, but to come out here in Kansas City, we made it our home. It's an enjoyable place to live. You know, everything I like, fishing, hunting, you know, everything is right at your fingertips here. The people are great. So, you know, being able to do that and stay here for my whole career was just awesome. And, you know, back when we were playing, you got to remember this, there was a limited free agency. You know, who knows if George Brett would have stayed here for his whole career? Who knows, you know, or me, or Split for that matter. I mean, when we first came in, we didn't have the option after 6 years. You know, there was very limited. So now with the rights that the players have, and if you do have a good year, you know, especially in the right year, like the sixth year, then you become a free agent. Obviously, the money is a lot different also.
That is Dennis Leonard joining us on the show today, also giving us a history lesson. He pitched for the Royals from 1974 to 1986. He was the American League wins leader in 1977. He is also a member of the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame. Dennis, appreciate you coming on today. Thanks a lot.
All righty. I appreciate you calling.